You're listening to the Guided Collective podcast, a collection of insights, information, and inspiration, connecting us to our own inner wisdom. I'm your host, Helen Jacobs. Welcome into another one of my monthly energy forecast episodes. I know that these are so popular because I can see the downloads. So I'm really thrilled that you're here, and particularly thrilled if you are among those who tune in every Monday or every week. You know that I am always so glad that you're here and that I get to be part of your routine. Now, we have some interesting energy ahead for August. The card that I pulled from the Little Sage Oracle deck is timing. And when I tune into the energy of the month and when I work with spirit, there's this real sort of magical quality to the essence of this energy. It's beyond our time and space, that what is happening on the ether, it hasn't yet been made physical or made manifest here on the earthly plane just yet. I think tied up in this is a theme of surrender and exhale. And I guess it is somewhat reminiscent or a continuation of the patience theme that we've had over the last few months. And so if you've been paying attention, if you've been following along, you'll have heard me talk about patience. But if not, you might want to finish listening to today's forecast and actually reflect upon what else has been coming up over the last months in terms of patience, reflecting upon how it has played out for you in particular, because there is an element of, I guess, synchronicity or connectivity is probably a better word, between whatever we've been asked to be patient with or on, that there's an element of timing now that's going to hopefully make a bit more sense. I am certainly nowhere near an expert on quantum physics. In fact, that's not my area of expertise at all in terms of the science of it. But there's something very interesting here. We might even see some developments in terms of science and this understanding of time and space and essentially this sort of magic universal energy in a way that, I don't know, it's like science and this supernatural, metaphysical world already knows. What I want to do is share with you the explanation in the reference book that accompanies the Little Sage Oracle card. So this is actually something that I have channeled and written myself. So I want to read it out to you because there's a couple of different ways that we can interpret the timing card. So let me read it to you. Time is infinite. It is not limited to a clock-based time, nor even limited to this one lifetime. There is a perfect timing at play in your life. You just aren't always in control of it. Work with the timing the universe presents. You are always exactly where you need to be in any given moment for the highest good of all involved. The universe plays a hand in influencing the timing of your life. And in this way, time is measured by progress of lessons rather than by physical clock-based time. When you feel blocked or limited in your progress, the universe may be working to ensure you really learn the lesson at hand. What do you need to learn, heal, or process before you can move on? timing can also be affected by another's ability to move through their lessons. Perhaps the holdup is at someone else's end, or perhaps the universe is still working to bring you the best possible outcome. Patience will help this situation. And I'd even forgotten that I mentioned patience in that reference. It's many years ago now that I wrote it. So here is the general feeling for the month ahead. There's an element here of us not necessarily knowing why something's been held up or why something hasn't been rolled out in the way that we want it to. And as soon as I say that, Spirit gives me a reference to the Australian vaccine rollout as I'm recording this in mid-July. In fact, what is the date today? Actually, it's the 21st of July as I'm recording this. And so as I am recording this, many locations around our country are in lockdown, have experienced lockdown and come out. And there's a lot of talk and a lot of debate around this vaccination messaging and timing from our government. If we were to look at that particular collective issue in terms of some of this energy and the theme that I've just been talking about, we may actually end up seeing that it will work out for us, generally speaking, in the end. There's something about not having all of the details, not just for the vaccination rollout, but this can also be applied generally in your own life. There's something in the energy where, yeah, we haven't had all of the details, we haven't had all of the information, and whatever the holdup, it will be of our benefit in the long run. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out in the vaccination space, regardless of whether you're pro or anti or somewhere in the middle on vaccination. That's for you to choose and decide. But there's certainly something in the energy here that just means that there's something else happening that we aren't either privy to in a knowledge sense. I don't necessarily know that that means that the government's withheld information, but there's just other information to come in to help us make choices and decisions. Certainly at a collective level, that patience theme over the last few months has led us into lockdowns and into a very literal waiting room. And if you were listening to the previous podcasts, you will know what I'm talking about. This vision of the waiting room and what we do while we're waiting. And certainly many of us have been tested in the extreme in that way. There's some other general key themes that are here for the month of August. And surrender is one of them. Like I said before, I sat with this energy before hitting record and just kept breathing. I kept exhaling and letting things go is this theme that part of the timing or trusting a bigger divine timing means we have to surrender in part our own plans. And I guess part of that can be that our individual plans may need to be surrendered, that our individual desires and beliefs may need to be surrendered for the greater good or the common good or the higher good, which is something that was also in the reference book that I just read out. You are always exactly where you need to be in any given moment for the highest good of all involved. There's certainly something really interesting at play here at the bigger level, particularly in Australia. I'm feeling this, but it could be true for the wider, sort of global population as well. I know many of you are listening from all over the world. There's something here in understanding the role that we have individually and as individuals, how we contribute to the whole. And so there's an element of surrendering and understanding that sometimes the choice is for the collective, it's for the greater good rather than the individual need or the individual good. What that also means from a spiritual perspective is that in any relationship dynamic, in any situation, things are always unfolding for the highest good of everyone involved in that situation. And so the highest good is the good linked with our spiritual development and evolution or our soul path. And that can be an individual soul path as well as a collective soul path. And so that highest good is often uncomfortable at the human level. The highest good is often through awakening, anger, movements, through voicing and discussing things that are quite challenging and difficult. And so that highest good is to take any situation from the pain or from the challenge and be able to move it beyond that through healing and through transformation. The highest good is evolving. So it's kind of interesting to see where this energy may take us this month. And I invite you to think about what is happening in your own immediate world that is asking you to surrender, that is asking you to see your place in a broader connectivity, that we are not separate and that we all must work together, whether that's in your household, in a workplace, or if it is indeed in your city, in your country, or just the global way that we are all connected. There is a theme here also going into the month that, and throughout the month actually, that's asking us to really question or tap into something beyond our clock-based time. And as I say that, I'm reminded by Spirit of one of their favorite things to get me to say here on the podcast, and that is that Spirit doesn't have a clock and Soul doesn't have a calendar. So essentially, what it means when they say that is, you know, Spirit doesn't even have a body, let alone wearing a clock on a wrist. Time as we know it here was invented by humans. And the calendar that we run by, the time that we run by, actually needs to be adjusted every 4 years because it's not accurate. Perhaps there is something more accurate in moon-based time or astrological time. Beyond that, actually, the point that I wanted to make, that just kind of came out, but the point that I wanted to make was around that sort of quantum physics time-space continuum idea of time. There is our ability to stretch and bend time. And for those of you who are interested, essentially the energy of this month is a great time to tap into that, to learn that, to play with that. I'm going to come back to that a little later on in the episode because it is in one of the supports. In the monthly forecast, I like to give you some little, you know, action points. And so we're going to come back to this idea of bending time later on. The last point that I want to make here around this like general overview of the month ahead is around warped speed, faster than the speed of light. There's a lot of space references here. And again, as I'm recording this, we've just had Branson go to space. I think Bezos is about to go to space. There's a lot of There's certainly a lot of that at play. And look, there may be even more that happens in that sort of space travel arena. We may hear more about that, or we may hear that something else is afoot that hasn't been announced publicly, or that has been happening in one way but not known in others. Similar to what I was saying before about things happening on the ether that we haven't physically materialized or realized yet. There's something about the way in which information is being released. There's something about the timing of when and how we find information. But back to this idea of warped speed, there's also an opportunity for us to speed things up if we know how to work with time beyond clock-based time. If we're actually able to harness this magic, harness the universal energies, how to jump on the conveyor belt. I've used this analogy before elsewhere, both here in the podcast and in some of my live events and channeling. The way that I clairvoyantly see this is like the travelators in an airport. Now, in theory, you jump onto the travelator and it moves for you. And, you know, if you just stand still, sometimes the people who are walking with their own two legs beside you can go faster. Or if you're sort of powering along on the conveyor belt, you can kind of speed ahead. There's something here about this time opening up. There is some, I don't know what's happening astrologically, but there's some sort of opening or gateway that happens this month that actually allows us to harness this travelator, a cosmic travelator, that if we can jump on it, we can ride a lot faster. We can speed through things in a faster way than what we can in a very human 3D clock-based linear fashion. Very, very interesting. There are some real key themes here around space, physics, metaphysics, time and space, knowledge, and then also really about the human way that we release information, and that things can be happening in the background or on the ether that we're not logically or mentally privy to yet. It'll be very interesting to see what unfolds. It's been a long time since I've had this drop in too. If you were listening to the podcast last year, I had a lot to say on Donald Trump, but actually he turns up, his face is dropped in alongside Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, I believe her name is, and even Prince Andrew. There's a few things that are going to maybe come to light, or information that's unfolding. And it's certainly more so the Jeffrey Epstein side of things. It's a case that I have been personally really interested in following. There's a lot more there than we've known. We may also find out more information this month about the origins of this pandemic and how it actually plays into something much bigger geopolitically. And I want to be really clear here. I do not subscribe to conspiracy theories. I am not pointing to conspiracy theories. That is not my jam. However, there is something here from spirit that would link this idea that there's still a lot more information. There's still a lot of information here to unfold, but spirit's also saying, don't get carried away with yourselves. Do not interpret this in a way that the conspiracist theories would, but not everything is always as it seems. Okay, so I always include the affirmation for you, and the affirmation that accompanies the timing card in the Little Sage Oracle deck is this: I trust everything occurs in divine right order. I trust everything occurs in divine right order. And even as I say that, there's a feeling here that if there has been information that's been withheld or buried or is slower in its timing in coming to light, and actually the other thing, holy moly, who knows what this month's going to bring? Because the other thing that I get here is how the American government is starting to release information about UFOs and the studies that they've been doing. And it's taken a very long time for that information to be made public. So there is something occurring here where, and particularly aligned with this affirmation in, I trust everything occurs in divine right order. Essentially, Spirit is saying that some of that is not just being withheld because of government choices. Like I said, I'm not getting into conspiracy theories, but there's something about our soul, collective soul evolution and collective consciousness that Spirit has actually also had a hand in holding some of that information from the greater masses. So it's, I don't know. Oh, let's see. Let's see where this takes us. Please don't at me with your conspiracy theories. Thank you. All right. I do also include lessons and purpose. What are the lessons around timing this month, and what is the purpose around timing? So I've already touched on some of the lessons. There is definitely a lesson here in surrender. There is also a bigger lesson here around this balance point between planning and flowing. It's certainly something that at an individual level, we are going to have to find our own balance point. How do we plan and be logical while also flowing and adapting? And certainly this idea of, these surprise lockdowns in Australia, for example, are very much a test of how we plan and how we flow. Beyond the lockdowns, beyond the pandemic, and, you know, regardless of where you are in the world and how you're experiencing it at this point in time that I'm recording, we need to really learn collectively that to be in the flow can actually also require a level of planning or a level of system and structure in place. There's also an intersection here of very yang energy, very masculine energy, very productive outward output energy, and how it needs to work with an element of the yin or feminine or input energy. Timing requires both. And as I say that, I'm reminded of a cycle as opposed to linear time. Anyone who's been around and listening to me for some time knows that I talk about seasons and cycles. I wrote about it in You Already Know. It's one of the new cards, actually, that I included in this latest edition of the Little Sage Oracle cards. There is a rhythm and a season, a cycle to our timing. And so timing is not just linear. It is cyclical. And so there is also a learning here about how these two forces create a different construct of time. Okay, there is some purpose here too. And that is for us to remember our innate manifesting abilities, that we're able to tune into this magic that underpins all of life, into this you know, far more metaphysical way that things are made manifest, that the timing is so much bigger. There is an earth blueprint here, and we are all just here with our own individual soul blueprint feeding into a bigger blueprint of earth. And again, I've spoken about that in both You Already Know and my latest book, Asking for a Friend. The earth's blueprint, the earth herself, is moving through a rapid energetic up-leveling, is moving through rapid change of the earth's physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies. And yes, the earth also has four bodies. And so there's a purpose here in awakening us and moving us beyond the individual and to that collective level, and reminding us of the magic, the metaphysical, the manifesting that is here when we tune into the frequencies of our earth, or we tune into the frequencies of us as individuals, and we share and honor the gifts that we have that are contributing to the bigger earth blueprint. We individually have a role to play. And so there's a purpose in understanding who we are and contributing in the present moment, in this present time, in the best way we can. It is all connected. It is all purposeful. And there's something really kind of magical about the energy of the month ahead, where we're having a ripple effect. We are having an impact in our communities, in our families, in our local areas, as well as the movements of our time are likely to have a bigger impact or a knock-on effect, a ripple effect that we see come to light this month. Okay, I promised I was going to share some supports for this month. And I said I was going to come back to this idea of non-linear time, of bending time or creating time. Now, I've heard it described in a few different ways. I believe that there is that there's something in quantum physics that explains this in a way that is more scientific than what I'm going to say. Obviously, I come at this from a very different angle. But if you're interested, you may want to Google, look into metaphysics and quantum physics. There was a documentary a little while ago. I can't remember where I watched it. Most likely on Netflix, because that's where I hang out a lot. In fact, I think I've even mentioned it on the podcast before, but there was a documentary on Netflix that really spoke to these ideas of quantum physics, of the age of the universe, how vast and big our galaxies are. And so, look, it may be that if you have a natural inclination or an interest, this really would be a good time to investigate. So I'm going to make a note of that myself, because I do have an interest in it. So that's something for me. But I've also heard it described as Einstein time. And where I have heard it called that before is in The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks. It is a brilliant book for multiple reasons. But today I'm mentioning it because of the way he describes Einstein time. Essentially, what that means is that we can tap into something beyond the clock-based time. And I believe the example he gives in this book, or at least the example I'm going to use today, is stretching time through our intention and the focused awareness of our energy. And the best place to play with this, and one of the supports I encourage you to take up this month, is actually playing with time. And it's if you're running late, if you were stuck in traffic, which if you are in lockdown, that may not be your problem right now. And so it may be, you know, running late for a Zoom call or just feeling like you're pressured or overwhelmed. And so the concept of Einstein time is, if you're in a car, stuck in traffic, running late for an appointment, and you're sitting there, I'm late, I'm never going to get there in time, and you're focused on the panic, you're focused on being stuck, chances are you will be late. But with Einstein time, it is asking you to experience the opposite, to stretch time and bend time by placing your awareness on the peace, creating space, trusting I will turn up on time. This is all going to work out according to that divine right order. When I have played with this, it often means that I make up time or I end up being on time. Or more often than not, the person that I'm meeting is also running late, that there is something bigger than us that's orchestrating it. And it's a very simplistic way of explaining this concept, but I do want you to think about it. And then as I say that, Spirit says, well, what about island time? What I mean by that is, I remember many years ago, I ran a few retreats, a couple of years in Bali. And it's, you know, if you've been to Bali or even to other locations similar to Bali, the running joke, particularly among the Western visitors, is that it runs to island time. There is no rush. There is no urgency to get somewhere at a particular time. And yet everything still happens. So, you know, it may be that you've actually visited Bali before and know what I'm talking about. Or it may be simply reflecting upon holiday time. If you've been on holiday and you can really just see that as you start to relax and you're not clock watching, that things just tend to happen in a way that is more serendipitous. You don't happen to miss, you know, the breakfast buffet. It all works out in the end. So something for you to play with this month. Another take on this idea of timing would actually be to play with taking your physical watch off or not checking your phone for the time. I believe I share this in You Already Know. When I first left PR and was doing some readings before I got into another position, I took my watch off and actually I ended up losing it for about 6 weeks. And for those 6 weeks, I didn't wear a watch. I had no real concept of time, and yet I wasn't late for any of the readings. I certainly didn't feel stressed by looking at my watch all the time. And certainly in the PR agency, I was looking at my watch constantly. And so by not referring to our clock-based time, even if it's just for a few minutes every day, you know, we may not be able to do it in our workplace because that could be kind of disastrous, but maybe it is interesting to see that you still can run to time even if you're not in your head rushing and racing because the clock-based time tells you to. So one of the supports may be taking off your watch or not relying on your calendar or just actually scheduling time to not be scheduled. And just play around with how time works for you. Okay, the last support I want to suggest is actually taking time this month to really sit with your intentions. Work with this energy, the timing, the sort of warped speed of this month, and working with the realm of spirit to take care of some of the details for you. And so that can be as simple as maybe setting intentions with the moon this month. It may be working just at the start of this month with an intention or with an energy, with this, even with this theme of surrender, and allowing yourself to sit in that surrendered state each morning, or it may be morning, noon, and night. It may be each night before you go to bed. Play around with it for yourself. But I really do encourage you to find a way to harness this energy and to see how timing will play out for you, or how you can maximize your understanding of a divine timing and have it work for you. Okay, as always, I want you to remember that my forecast is here to just get you started. It's really important to reflect on where you've been, and I encourage you to perform your own forecast for the month ahead. If you need a little help with that, in knowing how to forecast for your own month, you can check out episode 93, How to Perform Your Own Forecasts. And of course, if you're looking for your own deck of oracle cards, you might want to check out the Little Sage oracle cards, which are back in stock at thelittlesage.com. Loved today's episode? Be sure to subscribe. Leave me a rating or review in your favorite podcast app. It'll help me create even more episodes you will love. And for everything else you might need to be your own oracle, visit helenjacobs.co.